Hey, babes, and welcome back to another midweek episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings podcast. This week, our little midweek miracle is told by Gary Simons, who describes himself as a neurosurgeon, writer, educator, and speaker. Gary has a lot of stories to tell and was a biochemistry major at Dartmouth College. He then went on to medical school at Rutgers and had a neurosurgery residency and medical research fellowship at Walter Reed Hospital. And Gary and I have a really powerful conversation about what it looked like to be a neurosurgeon and be operating on people's brains, on their spines, victims of car crashes, of gun violence, and what it was like to be present for the families of those who'd suffered such trauma. His miracle is such a simple yet powerful one, and one that I would have never considered. But after years of operating in neurosurgery, Gary really, really felt that the miracle that he shared this week, this was what was most powerful. I was so grateful to him for giving me the time and having this conversation. I'm always looking for diverse and interesting guests, and Gary absolutely is that. So now, without further ado, episode 160 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
Waiting rooms are always packed full of, you know, people who are crying and nervous as all get out. And you go and you say, you know, we're done and everything seems to have gone very well. And we're going to see how the, and, you know, invariably mother, father kind of almost fall onto you crying and thanking you. And I don't even know how you can express what that feels like. It's otherworldly. And so I don't know if you call that a miracle or whatever it is. It's humanity probably at its most acute.
Have you ever witnessed something that you considered to be a miracle or something magical in your life, maybe to do with a surgery that you performed or something maybe you witnessed? You didn't have to happen to you, but something that kind of changed the course of your life or made you think differently about this reality that we're in?
Yeah, I think I would go back to one of the original things that I said to you. I would argue that every day was just overflowing with it. Of course, we would have operations that you know turned out far better than we had anticipated. I mean, it's a rough field. There's the outcomes are often really bad. You know, there is only so much you can do for a very bad car accident or a gunshot wound to the brain or aneurysm that ruptured or, you know, various types of tumors. And I mean, it just goes on and on. And there's only so much you can do for it. So, you know, we spend a lot of time anticipating the worst, hoping for the best. And once in a while, you'll get the best. And I mean, it feels like a miracle. You do have to counterbalance that with a lot of the bad stuff. But obviously that would always feel great to see somebody you struggled with for maybe weeks get out of the hospital. I mean, that feels like a miracle for sure. Waiting rooms are always packed full of, you know, people who are crying and nervous as all get out. And you go and you say, you know, we're done and everything seems to have gone very well and we're going to see how the, and, you know, invariably mother, father kind of almost fall onto you crying and thanking you. And I don't even know how you can express what that feels like. It's otherworldly. And so I don't know if you call that a miracle or whatever it is. It's humanity probably at its most acute, its deepest, and you feel it. And, you know, you feel it deep down in your soul and it's incredibly inspirational. But then, you know, and so there's that. But then, as I was saying, I think every minute of every day, I'd be running into family members. We gave bad news right and left all day long. And I would just be stunned every time that the family members, their courage and their again, humanity and how they cared for each other, how they thanked you. It was just like this blanket of grace fell all over everybody. And so I'm just not sure how you could go and experience that and not kind of feel inspired all the time and feel like, yeah, I got to do my best. I've got to throw everything I have into this because, these wonderful people. And, so you think about nowadays in the news, it's so chock full of acrimony and everybody's after each other and we're pointing fingers back and forth. And I know I fall into the trap where I start vilifying the side that I don't agree with. And then I remember those times, every minute of every day when all other pretenses were stripped away, because this was truly life and death, how amazing the grand majority of people are. And so I still believe we're inherently good.
Thanks to all of you who listened to this midweek episode. I'm so very grateful that you take the time out of your day to meet these incredible human beings who are sharing their stories. This week, Gary, he does everything, quite honestly. I'm going to have a link to his website in the episode show notes. And really, he is a prolific author. He writes fiction. He talks about burnout and wellness. You need to check out his website because he just has so much going on and has published so many books. His latest book is Death's Pale Flag, and it's available at most online sites and many local bookstores. And guess what? Guess who the protagonist is? A brain surgeon who's haunted by his work and is now haunted by ghosts. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And if you can, remember to subscribe to the podcast. If you've already done that, think about giving me a rating or writing a little review or sharing the podcast with friends. Really sharing the podcast with people is how I'm going to reach a greater audience. And of course, I'm ever so grateful for anything that you do for me for getting this podcast out there. Whatever you do, I'm grateful for. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Gary. Be present to those who need you. Even if it's one of the worst moments in their lives, practice patience, deep listening, and the ability to be present for people. Because I guarantee at some point in your life, you're going to need someone to be present for you. It seems like so many people I know are struggling these days, and really, there's some deep suffering going on in the world. And I really pray and I really wish and hope that every single person that is suffering or struggling, that they have someone like Gary to listen to them and tell them that everything is going to be okay. See you next week for another episode of the podcast. And until then, have a gorgeous rest of your week.